With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. All day Thursday in the House chambers at the state capitol, Democrats rose to their feet asking for more funding in the state budget shaped by the Republican majority. All of those proposals were rejected before the budget passed second reading along party lines. Democrats and Republicans in Montana are arguing over proposed tax increases to fund government programs because of a budget crunch from lower-than-expected state revenues from coal, oil, and gas sales. Republican Nancy Balance, the primary sponsor of the budget legislation, known as House Bill 2, introduced the bill on the House floor just after 8 Thursday morning. She says it funds essential services and achieves the balanced budget required by the state's constitution. Expecting Democrats would again try to put money back into government programs through amendments, namely in the health department, education, and general government services, Representative Balance started the debate by saying rehashing already debated proposals was insulting to people on both sides of the aisle who worked to build a budget during a tight fiscal year.
So unless there's another packet of amendments that we haven't seen yet that make cuts to other programs or services to pay for these amendments, then it is simply political theater with no basis in reality and simply an exercise for the media.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle voted almost entirely along party lines as Democrats pushed 26 amendments trying to add about $300 million to the budget. As the Democratic proposals were shot down, the party repeatedly fought back against Republican accusations that their efforts were motivated by political or theatrical intent, saying it was their job to represent their constituents at every level of the budgeting process. Missoula Democratic Representative Bryce Bennett.
Advocating for programs that make a real difference in the lives of the people in my district and all of our districts is not political theater. And sharing stories of the people back home who are scared because of what we have done here is not political theater. And I can handle an insult, but I don't think the people of Montana can handle what we have left for this budget.
Democrats are proposing a series of tax increases, including some on the wealthy, to pay for the larger allocations they want to give state agencies. Republicans, including Nancy Balance, say they can't support those increases. And with state revenues down, some programs aren't going to get funded as much as some people want.
We all recognize that all of us in this room are committed to doing the best we can for the citizens of Montana. And I recognize that we don't necessarily agree on what needs to be done, how it needs to be done, or even what's the most important. We all balance our commitments to the citizens of Montana, our seniors, the disabled, the mentally ill, the students, the local governments, and even the taxpayer, informed by our values, by our faith, and I hope lastly, by our party.
Balance says when Democrats talk about devastating cuts to budgets, that's not happening. She says some agencies Democrats are talking about are actually receiving more money than they did in the state's last budget, even if it's not as much money as they want. But some Democrats say state agencies still won't get enough to provide adequate services to Montanans. The state budget totals over $10 billion, over a third of that coming from federal funds. For nearly 2 months, lawmakers worked in Republican-controlled subcommittees crafting the budget that will guide state spending over the next 2 years. While Democrats exited the House chambers Thursday afternoon calling the budget a bad bill, Representative Nancy Balance, who chaired House Bill 2's committee work, says it fills the budget gaps in essential government programs, except for one.
The big hole is senior and long-term care. We know that.
Republicans are pressuring Governor Steve Bullock to allow the legislature to use $10 million in federal Medicaid reimbursements that were placed in the state's general fund this winter to pay for state programs that take care of senior citizens. In January, Bullock promised that money to repair state highways because he says it was general fund money and not Medicaid money. Republicans say that using that $10 million is the only way the state can fund health programs for senior citizens. But Bullock says it's a false choice.
I think that we have the capability to fund senior long-term care, and I think that we should. And I also think that Montanans in a state of 147,000 square miles expect that we can meet the state share when it comes to federal construction projects, and that we can do both.
It's unclear at this point where that funding gap for senior long-term care will come from. Overall, Bullock says if the budget that passed the House showed up on his desk for him to sign, he would have some, quote, grave concerns. The state budget will go for another vote in the House Friday before it is sent to the Senate. An update on state revenue forecast is expected to be released in the coming weeks. That could result in state lawmakers having additional money to work with. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.